The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
This is the National Networker. Here's your host, Adam Kovitz.
Hello again and welcome to the National Networker Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Kovitz, and today we're very excited to have a person who represents a company that's recently just got involved quite a bit in my personal life, actually my professional life, in terms of both of our organizations, National Networker and RNIA. This person is a manager and sales professional by trade. He's also a corporate trainer and coach. He's worked with companies like Goodyear and he's worked with Deloitte and Touche, a bunch of others. He is also an entertainer. He's going to tell you more about that. But more importantly, and here's what we really love about him, he's the CEO of a great new company called QAlias.com. And without further ado, Charles Fellingham. Charles, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Adam, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to reach out to your network and your community and talk about QAlias and the bigger internet world that's evolving right before us.
Yeah, it's a fascinating time, and it's one that that always amazes me, and especially when you know, some of us, very few of us, have been talking about it for 3 years, and we're kind of shunned upon. But now we're beginning to see it really starting to take place. So that being said, Charles, give me a little bit of an idea of your background, or give our readers an idea of your background, if you would.
Yeah, sure. I've been 27 years with a Fortune 500 corporation in sales and marketing, and I'm also a corporate trainer for the Forum Corporation, which has been involved in the past with the Harvard Business Review as well as other entities, and also with Dale Carnegie. And as you said, I'm also a professional entertainer, and all those worlds sort of came together when QAlias was birthed, if you will, one Saturday morning about a year and 3 months ago. And I'd like to tell your listeners about that story, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, this is fascinating, I believe, and it's an absolutely great story to hear, because it not only does it tell the story, but it really builds a very good case as to why we need a QAlias.
Yeah, and I think some of your listeners will find themselves identifying with where I was at. Perhaps most all of your listeners will, because I was in front of a training room, and in the room were new hires for Deloitte and Touche up in Chicago, and it was my job to teach them to become friendly auditors, if you will. And
that seems almost like an oxymoron.
Well, it's working there.
Okay.
But these were all new hires right out of the best schools in the country, as you can imagine, and it's I call it Gen Y. But WHY, but also Gen Wired, because they're all really hooked in well to the wired world. And when I was in front of the room and I said my name, two people on either side of the room punched my name in the Google line just as I said it. And the first thing they found about me was on page 2 was my website, FrankSinatraImpersonator.com. One of them pulled up my tunes and started playing them for everybody, and then I had to explain that whole situation to everybody in the room and regain control of the seminar. But at the break, I asked them why they did that, and the answer really shocked me. They said, that's what we do. If we have a client meeting, or if somebody's going to stand in front of the room and tell us how to conduct ourselves, we want to find their credentials. What has earned them the right to be there? And I realized that I better get something up on the internet quick that will post my credentials and allow people to see what I do and how I've earned the right to conduct business the way I do. And as I looked through the web, Adam, there was nothing. I mean, there were the usual suspects. There's business communities out there which are fine and they serve a great purpose, but they couldn't guarantee me top line page one positioning. And a real professional looking space to put my credentials.
Sure. Oh, no doubt about it. LinkedIn and everybody has many people have LinkedIn profiles, but you're right. You never know where that's going to appear. and if it's going to appear in a very prominent place where people can find out more about you.
Correct. And so I approached some web wizards that I know who are both very, very smart in this world and asked them if it would be a good idea to create something like that. And they're young, but they're bright, and they went out into their world and looked to see if this would be a good idea, and they came back and they said, everybody said, why didn't we think of it first? And so we launched the development phase of QAlias a year ago, December. And then we went into focus group in March of this year, where we put 60 or so people into a beta focus group to create a stable platform where we could post a bio, a bulletin, which is an emailable blog, and a business card, and get that top ranking on Google and Yahoo.
So you're saying that anybody who gets QAlias will automatically get top ranking in Google and Yahoo?
Correct. And the only way to get that prime real estate is to treat your name as a sponsored link, much like Amazon.com does.
Sure.
Yeah, it's in that gray area at the top or off to the side in page one. So you actually have to pay for the real estate, but you don't actually pay for it. Google and Yahoo treat it like an auction. It's bidding for the ad words in that space. So what we do is we treat people's name as an ad word. And that way, every time somebody Googles my name or anybody, a subscriber on our network, when they click on it, Google will charge QAlias a fee for every click. And what we've done is absorb that into a fixed, flat $10 a month fee for our subscribers, no matter how many clicks are involved.
So for people who want to get QAlias, it's $10 a month, and you automatically have your name at the top.
Right.
Okay, and tell me more about that. When you have your name at the top, what does that mean? Is there a link there? What happens after that?
Well, it's instant credibility. When you click on the name, you get what you'll see is a picture, somebody's a photograph, professional photograph, a bio. It's content that you create as a subscriber. You put your own bio in there. You can upload your business cards or use our template to create your own business card with your logo. And also we have emailable blogs that you can send out to your network. It's like a personal brochure, which makes it a dynamic tool. So you really do establish immediate credibility with your network by being positioned in that prime real estate, and then you're able to use it as a way to communicate with your network through the bulletin tool.
So this almost sounds like a profile. You can put your when you get QAlias, what you're doing is you're actually able to see your own profile when you Google yourself at the very top, and you can access contact information. Any information about your websites, where you're currently working, if you're working at all, or if you're in transition. Did I get that right?
Correct. And what we found through our focus group is there are two reasons why people are Googling names. One is they want to be able to find somebody and contact them. And the second is they just want to get some basic information about this person. And when they find that, they stop. But usually they won't stop until they find that. And by positioning it number one on page one, what you've done is you've allowed people to see exactly what you want them to see first. And in that way, you sort of take control of what the web says about you, which is our tagline.
So to me, this is pretty amazing because it's totally disruptive. I look at all those people out there who make a living doing search engine optimization for websites. I mean, basically what you've done for $10 a month is you automatically do search engine optimization for people who are of the mindset that it's about brand me and me incorporated and the country of me.
Yeah, people do business with people first and companies second. And if I meet somebody and I walk away and there's a critical moment when I need to get a hold of them, maybe it's to close a deal or it's to share some important information, and all I have is their name, I don't have any way to contact them, what options do I have? Well, the Internet's about not very well organized right now where names are concerned. It's about to be, because now you just put their name in the Google line, and if they're a part of our service, they come right up.
That's pretty amazing. And so for a person who is a consummate networker, how do you feel that, what's really the big draw here for them? How is this going to help them?
Well, the true networkers are people who are connecting people with people. And I've been involved in networking law, especially since I've been promoting QAlias. But what I found is the best networkers are the ones who can make introductions between two people, and make introductions between themselves and another person. And how easy is it to just say, Google them if you want to get their information and find out more about them? It saves a lot of words and becomes a very efficient tool for connecting people. Our site's not a networking site, but it is a tremendous networking tool.
Sure. I find that to be, amazing, especially with the work that's happening within RNIA, the Relationship Networking Industry Association, and other entrepreneurial ventures right now. So let's talk a little bit about you've recently, as far as I'm concerned, you've really come from out of the blue and just kind of burst onto the scene here, and your some of your first major orders of business here were you basically set up you became a sponsor of the National Networker, and of course we're grateful for that. What made you decide to do that?
Well, we've seen the National Networker become, especially here in Atlanta, the holy grail for networkers, because it's now one place where people can go to learn what's going on in the networking community, what changes are happening, especially in the e-world in the networking community. It just is a rich tool to give people tips and tactics and enrich their abilities to build their network and drive their network to results. One of the things that's been most amazing for me is it's really opened my mind in terms of where networking is going in the new internet world. Because if you look at the internet as sort of an ocean where entities are floating in it, what you have also is an ocean full of aquariums where there's closed networks, closed communities, such as the social networking and business networking sites, where the only way to access information or people is to go into the site and log in and become a member.
Sure.
Well, what we're doing is creating a gateway to the ocean where everybody resides anyway.
And that's the beautiful. That, I mean, again, one of the beautiful things that I see about what you guys are doing. I because of my background, I very often relate some of the phenomena that occur within the relationship networking industry. I usually back it up with what I know of the physical world, being a recovering engineer and rocket scientist. And there's this concept of Kirchhoff's law, which is, which talks about how electrons move through a circuit and things follow the path of least resistance. Networking does works very much the same way, and networkers work the same way. If I can get to from what you said, if I can get to the person I'm looking for right away, without having to go through these walls, these barriers, and I have to enter in the same information over and over and over again in a profile, gee, wouldn't it just make sense to just Google the person I'm looking for? I don't have to log into anything. There's the link. There's the person. There's the information. I just absolutely love what you guys are doing. I think it's just so much fun to watch it happen, and I'm just interested to see what's going to happen next.
Well, and so are we. I mean, we are actually just playing into what people are naturally doing anyway. People are beginning to put people's names in the Google line. And so we recognize that that was a growing practice, and we're just providing a tool that opens it up.
Sure. Well, I think, again, most anyone who believes in networking and the power of networking knows that the major challenge to networking is the time factor. Especially online, you can get lost forever, and this just again just cuts the time the time down. I mean, time is worth everything these days to folks like you and me. So again, I applaud you for that. Let's talk for a moment too. Not only have you been a big supporter of the National Network, and again, we're just so thankful for that. You've also been a big supporter so far of the Relationship Networking Industry Association. Tell me what prompted you to get involved in that organization and become active there.
Well, you know, if you're going to be a gateway to the to people in the ocean, what you have to also understand is there has to be some order in terms of how information is organized in that ocean, and how entities connect with each other in that ocean. And what RNIA is doing is creating the rules that are in harmony with good human values as to how entities and people and communities should conduct with each other. And so what I'm understanding now is how the internet is evolving into a place where there will be order. You know, right now, if you put things in the search engine line, you're going to come up with whatever matches harmonize with that search, but there's really no order to it except the algorithms that the search engines create. They just want you to find a match.
Right.
But when you look at it from our perspective, who should be the repository for all the information about you? Well, it should be you. And what we're creating is a way in which you can become a magnet or a repository for that information and drive people to you so you can control and give access to the information about you to those people that you want to do business with, that you trust, that you want them to have access to.
I love it. I love it. Well, again, we on both the side of National Networker and RNIA, we appreciate Q Alias's support. Tell me what's next for Q Alias. Where are you guys going with this thing? Aside from taking it across the country, taking it across the globe, what's next?
Well, Q Alias will certainly grow on its own. As a matter of fact, it's reached the point where we can't stop it now. BizAlias is next, and it's the same proposition as QAlias except for businesses, where you Google a business name and it appears top line, top page. And that way, businesses who are looking for a way to optimize themselves will have it now. 50,000 new businesses start every month in the United States. 45,000 fail. And the main reason they fail is because they were not found. The biggest problem with business owners is being found. And so what we now will permit people to do is be found on the web. It'll be a higher price point, but a fixed flat fee, and with links to QAlias, so the people and the businesses can be connected and interconnected as well.
To me, that's absolutely fascinating. So you're saying that how would this relate? If I start a small business concern and I have a website, how would this play into that, Charles?
Well, I'll give you an example. My website is franksinatraimpersonator.com.
I love that.
Years ago, if you Googled Frank Sinatra impersonator, I was on page 5. And being franksinatraimpersonator.com, it runs counter to common sense. But since I've been promoting QAlias and driving people to my personal web view, they've been clicking on my Frank Sinatra link, bringing up my website, which has given it relevance and driven its priority up. So now if you Googled Frank Sinatra impersonator, I'm number 2 on page 1. So what happens is, by making that interconnection, you're creating relevance for your website, and it'll drive it up in the free search engine optimization.
So now, help me out with this. When I go right now, when I Google my name and I look at my QAlias profile, how would that work with BizAlias? Is there going to be a similar profile for the business itself?
Yeah, depending upon what type of service the BizAlias subscriber wants, you could have links to client-facing people or executives within the small business where they click on that person's name and it'll take them to their QAlias profile. So that's where the interconnectivity between QAlias and BizAlias is.
And I'm so excited about this. When I look at how much people, especially from a small business standpoint, pay for a website and how much they pay for search engine optimization, this sounds like it's going to just blow all that out of the water.
We felt that BizAlias will be bigger than QAlias. So the test will be in time, but we know it'll be a very popular product.
How soon is something like that planned to come out?
We start beta in March, and we expect a launch in September.
September 2008.
That's correct.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Well, certainly we're so excited to be part of this, and to watch it unfold before our eyes, and we certainly appreciate the again the support from your side. One last question: where do you see, being now involved with this and really positioning yourselves as a major player in the relationship relationship networking industry? What do you see as the future? I mean, when you have QAlias and BizAlias out there, what's your role in the relationship networking industry?
Well, the future really lies in how the landscape of the internet will evolve. But we kind of see it evolving in a world where and the new internet is more like a four-dimensional room, if you will, where we'll be able to walk through that room and find various parts of our life or parts of our business that we can access and give other people access to, depending upon, you know, the trust and the relationship capital that has built up with those people in our communities. And in that way, we can really begin to build solid networks between people, between companies, between communities, between commodities. And it really does make it a seamless world.
I love it. I love it. Charles Fellingham, thank you again for being with us. For our readers and our listeners out there, how do we find out? How can they get more information about QAlias?
Well, just Google Adam Kovic, or you can Google Charles Fellingham and have a look, and you'll be able to see all that it offers. And then you can go to our logo and click on that and do a deeper dive into the site, and that certainly is the way to do it.
We love it. We love it. Charles, thank you again for being on the show today. We certainly appreciate it. Any parting comments real quick?
No, I just want to thank you again for having me on, and I just am enjoying so much learning from your community and being a part of the National Networker.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We're really building a nice family with the National Networker, and we're glad to have QAlias as part of that. So that being said, we appreciate you listening today. As always, we'd like to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Small Biz America. We want to thank FounderContact.com. And now, of course, we'd also like to thank QAlias.com. We appreciate all of our sponsors, and we appreciate you listening today. Once again, this is Adam Kovitz signing out. We'll see you the next time.
Thanks for listening to the National Networker. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.